Jimmy Copley time.
Jimmy.
We need to come up with a theme song. If I'm a band driving into work right now,
right,
and I hear Jimmy Copley needs a theme song, I am doing it.
I'm all over this.
Yes.
Yep.
My email should be full like by next week. You need a Jimmy Copley intro? Here you go.
Yep.
It's just like how I used to do my homework. Oh, I need to do my homework.
Right.
And then the next week, I need to do my homework.
And then the night before.
Did you hear that just happen just now?
Yes, exactly.
Come on. We need
what it reminded me of. I'm
right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Last week I said, we need a theme song. And right. Next week we come on. Oh, hey. We need a theme song.
Right. Right.
Right.
That
you
was
played the Batman. You sang the Batman song. It's horrible.
That's right. Oh, that's right. We did.
Everyone's yes. A critic.
Well, that's why we need someone else to make
right.
It.
Right.
Well, look, I've seen a few concerts in my life, and I've heard a lot of music in my life, and then I heard that, and I said, oh my gosh, this is just really...
So we're not opening for Van Halen?
No one's opening for Van Halen.
Yeah.
Before we get to some things that have been happening this week, a very busy week, there are calls coming in for you, so we'll take one, and then we'll get to this week. Chris in Fairfield.
Five Finger Death Punch and A Day to Remember.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Well, we love Five Finger Death Punch. I think it's the greatest name of a band. You know what the music's about when you hear Five Finger Death Punch, that's for sure.
Love songs?
No. And they do follow your love songs.
I'm guessing no.
Played at weddings and proms.
More like breakup songs, yes. Probably.
Right.
That's what it's like. Yep. But no plans to come in during the summer. But we are working on A Day to Remember to go into Bridgeport this summer.
Oh.
And it'll be A Day to Remember.
Yes.
How many shows do you still have in the works right now?
Well, I counted yesterday. We have 32 shows either on sale or in pre-sale in Bridgeport right now.
Oof.
In Bridgeport.
Damn.
In Bridgeport alone, we have 32 shows. And plus, I know of three shows that I'm working on that will eventually go on sale. And
for Bridgeport?
For Bridgeport, right. And my son is really the primary booker there, so he's probably got, we'll certainly get over 40 shows there. I'm sure of that. We'll get
nice.
40 shows.
Smooth.
There.
Then when you add in Mohegan Sun.
Well, Mohegan Sun's is the heartthrob, essentially, of the Connecticut when it comes to concerts. Because every month, 12 months a year, there's 5 to 6 concerts a year at Mohegan Sun.
Wow.
5 to 6 concerts a month, I mean, at Mohegan Sun. So I mean, really, the majority of shows over the year go to Mohegan Sun. And then Oakdale has 50 concerts, 60 concerts a year. Whether they be family shows, Broadway shows, or concerts. And then we have some at the XL Center. And we're busy.
Toads.
And Toads and Xfinity.
Busy, busy, busy.
I mean, we certainly have well over 150 to 200 shows a year in Connecticut.
Whew, damn.
Wow, you're pretty calm for a guy that has all that going on.
Well, I have great people working under me, to tell you the truth. I'm renting a house in the Hamptons during the summer.
Nice. See? Because you need relaxed time. You definitely do.
And I'll take the ferry. That's
right.
The nice thing about today, 2022, is you could do a lot of work from anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Very true. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is true, but you can't cover a concert from the Hamptons.
No.
No. What do you mean cover? Like you need? That means that's code for being backstage, making sure everything goes right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't go to every show like I used to when I was younger, like you guys.
Ha.
Well, you show up every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Can I have to get paid?
Yeah. Problem, huh?
They gave me a key and everything.
So usually in May, I sit down and I map out my summer and decide which shows I'm going to go to and which shows. And I'll go to 5-6 shows a month is probably my guess.
And those shows are shows that you have a personal relationship with and you feel lucky that they came here and they came here to Connecticut based on your relationship with them. So you need to pay them the respect.
That is one of the reasons why. Another reason might be like Lil Durk this coming next Saturday, which is sold out already at Bridgeport at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. We're not used to doing hip hop shows there, so we're very used to doing hip hop shows at Xfinity, so they run really well. So we're still, you know, I'll be at that show just because I want to make sure everything runs right. But normally I wouldn't be at that show.
Is there a Big Durk? No.
There are so many Lils in hip hop that I don't know what's
There's
going on.
There's Lils and Bigs.
No, Big Dirk.
Yeah. There's no mediums.
Yeah.
There's a hole in the market.
Yeah. Right.
I guess you don't want to be a big Dirk.
There are a couple of averages, but there's no mediums.
You're such a big Dirk.
Medium Dirk. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on. We're going to get to this week in a second, but the phones are going bananas. Ted in Orange.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy, wanted to thank you for bringing Phil and Friends back. Love the lineup.
Great band, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. When I booked the show, I didn't know who the band was. And then they sent me the ad, Matt. And that's the first time I saw Warren Haynes and everybody else was in the band.
I saw that, too. Holy crap.
Holy capola.
Thank you, Ted.
Man, I looking. Okay.
All right, so let's go through it. And let's start with Phil Lesh and Friends.
Yeah, Phil Lesh and Friends is right now on pre-sale, but it goes on sale tomorrow. At the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. And one of, I think, 8 or 9 shows going on sale today, tomorrow. Today or tomorrow. Today we're putting Ringo on sale at 10 a.m.
Today.
Today we went. I was the only one who decided when a show goes on sale. And I don't like putting shows on sale on holidays. And tomorrow being Good Friday, I don't like that. Sorry.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah, I don't like it. Obviously, my touring department is either all Jewish or doesn't understand that tomorrow's Good Friday, probably a combination of both. And I try to stay away just from holidays because people are thinking of the holiday, and it happens to be Passover tomorrow night. Also.
Nice.
So I said, let's put Ringo on sale today instead of tomorrow. I don't know what this love of Friday is anymore anyway, of putting shows on sale. Why can't you put a show on sale on Thursday?
Right.
I don't get it.
Is there a secret code for the Thursday shows, or they're just
Is. You guys don't have it? Well, I would tell try the word yellow.
Yellow.
Yes, try the
word. Was that
yellow.
Yesterday? It's the pre-sale?
Yes, it was the pre-sale. The pre-sale actually ended, so it's a regular on sale today.
How did Ringo do on the pre-sale?
Over half sold out already.
Beautiful.
Wow.
So that's good, right?
Yeah, really good. Very strong. Cool.
That'll be done this weekend, possibly.
Right.
Yeah, we're real happy about that.
Yellow
and
brings
it's
green.
It's a prelude to the festival, the Sound on Sound Festival.
Yep.
The night before.
Yeah, so Jimmy was nice enough to come on to announce on this show before it was announced to the world, Ringo Starr and his all-star band, including Steve Lukather, Colin Hay, Warren Hamm, Hamish Stewart, Greg Bissonette, and Edgar Winter to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater Friday, September 23rd, 8 o'clock. So as you heard, tickets went on sale yesterday with the special pre-code. They go on sale today at 10 a.m.
Smooth.
For the rest of the world. So we got Phil Lesh and Friends Friday, July 1st. We got Ringo and his all-star band on Friday, September 23rd. Anything else this week?
Yes, we have Pitbull at Mohegan Sun going on sale for tomorrow. This is all tomorrow going on sale, Saturday, August 6th. We have an interesting combination going to Oakdale, Dashboard Confessional and Andrew McMahon.
Why do you say that's interesting?
I think musically it's, you know, Dashboard with a singer-songwriter is an interesting show. It's an interesting combination. So that's Wednesday, August 10th. And Phil Lesh and Friends is Friday, July 1st. And Get the Let Out is going on sale tomorrow for Oakdale, and that's November 11th. Alice Cooper is at Oakdale. That goes on sale tomorrow. That's Sunday, September 18th. Lonnie, L-A-N-Y, which I had no idea what it was. Sounded like L-A in New York. I have no idea if that's what it is, L-A-N-Y. But that's going on sale for the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. Obviously, I didn't book it because I have no idea what it is. So I saw a picture. It's two guys. It is two guys. Maybe one's from L-A.
It's like Ambrosia.
Yeah.
Is Ambrosia two guys?
Is it dessert?
Oh. No, I'm thinking Air Supply.
Oh, yes, that's Air Supply.
Yeah,
yes,
that's two guys.
Yeah, Ambrosia is that thing with the fruit.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. That's why I have young people working for me.
Yeah.
Do you hear a bird in the background?
Yes, my bird. You do, but my door is open. And it's like the Masters in my backyard.
This bird really wants to talk. Like, hey!
Jimmy's on Jazz and AJ!
Hey! That's all he is, a bird in the background.
Yes, but I'm down here in Stanford, so the bird's listening to the Fox right now.
Ah,
listening to the Fox.
Mike wants to know, any vaccine requirements for Oakdale?
No.
Boom.
We made it at least through May. We've made the decision. Nothing. We'll take a sense, I guess, of what's going on at the end of May. But right now, no vaccine requirements.
Cool.
How are the Sammy Hagar tickets selling?
Less than 1,000 left. It's going to sell out way in advance.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Must be the guys who are sponsoring the show.
the Chaz and AJ barbecue, summer barbecue.
That's it.
I don't know how we got here, Jimmy, but here we are.
We drew the leprechaun.
You guys get a show.
Cindy and Aunt Sonia.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi there.
Oh, you're doorknob.
Hi. I was just curious about corn.
Oh, delicious.
With butter.
Well, corn just played Mohegan Sun in the spring, so they're not coming back on the summer tour.
Okay. I try and work your magic for some Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, I'm trying. I've never heard any music by them, but I think I know what they sound like.
Oh, awesome. They make
up.
My day.
Thank you, Cindy. Chris in Bridgeport.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Jimmy, I just had a question. Sure. For the Little Dirt concert at the amphitheater, do you have to be vaccinated for that?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Yeah, the guys at the box office, when I called, they were super quick. So they said no, but I just wanted to hear from you first.
That's
you're
too
very busy.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, I can imagine when you have like 6 shows going on sale, there's a lot.
Yes.
Going on.
Kind of busy.
They're completely overworked, no question about it.
What is the vaccine/test policy this year? Is there one? Is it different for different venues?
Well, I can't speak for other venues like Westville or College Street, which we don't book, but I could speak for the venues Live Nation's books, which is Oakdale, Toads. Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, Xfinity, and we do not require vaccines anymore or tests or anything like that, or masks.
Nice. Great.
Back to normal.
Back to normal.
Back to business.
If you have a question for Jimmy, 1-877-764-2535. Mike wants to know, please ask Jimmy about Ticketmaster fees. 4 tickets to the Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald. $618, 200 in fees. Mike from Cheshire.
Well, I don't really know what ticket price Mike bought from, but you can generally figure there's a 20% add-on to your ticket price for fees. If you buy a $60 ticket, there'll be $12 in fees. If you buy the top price ticket, which is $225, there'll be $45 in fees. So it's generally, you can always figure math-wise, it's about 20% add-on.
It sounds like he bought the top tier.
Yep.
He might have.
He might have.
And I will, you know, I will stick up for Ticketmaster. The ease of buying tickets today, not having to stand online, not having to get in a car and drive to a ticket outlet, not having to get on a phone and start expressing what tickets you want, what's the location, here's my credit card number, blah, 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 doing all that stuff. And you still got charge fees, by the way. And you instead just go online and buy tickets. I don't consider 20% a big add-on, number one. Number two, go to Oakdale's box office. We're open Tuesday through Thursday and Thursday, 12 to 5. And I think it's a $10 fee, no matter what ticket price you buy.
Wow.
Nice.
So you can do that also. So we still have a box office if you don't like
it. Oh, you would have saved $160.
Yep.
Yeah. And you would have had take an hour time out of your day, and you would have had to pay for gas and all that stuff. So, but yes, you would have saved a lot of money.
Yep.
So
what about Friends of Jimmy?
Friends of Jimmy has a $15 fee on all ticket prices.
Wow. Yeah. And you're getting them before they go on
sale. Yeah, first crack.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And a lot of shows are selling out, and just make sure, and it's the easiest way. All you do is just get an email, and you just go online and buy your ticket. Simple as that. And there's still a few slots open. We're not pushing it. FriendsJimmy.com.
Dom, Long Island.
Good morning, and good morning, Jimmy. It's a pleasure to speak with you again. Chaz is going to hate me for asking you a bit of a trivia question.
Too late.
Have you ever met Funky Claude? Everyone who knows a Deep Purple song knows Funky Claude.
No, I've never met Funky Claude, no. I know the guys in Deep Purple really well. I don't their music. I know their hits. I'm not a listener.
Dom, do you want to explain this to us?
Dom took a couple of hits.
Yeah, I just asked because that's what I don't look at those ASMR videos. I look up, you know, rock trivia and things. And Funky Claude is a promoter who started the Montreux Festival in Switzerland.
In the song, they mentioned Funky Claude, right?
Smoke on the Water.
Smoke on the Water.
You know, Funky Claude was running in and out.
Right.
Pulling kids out the ground. He was. He literally was saving lives there.
I thought it was a funky clock. Fire. I didn't know it was Funky Claude.
I learned something today. Well, because he was such a well-known promoter, Jimmy, I thought maybe you would have met him. And since you have great stories, I was hoping to hear a good one.
Wow, you're hoping to hear a funky Claude.
You know what? The next time I talk to Roger Glover, I'll definitely ask him about Funky Claude.
And unfortunately, Funky Claude...
Thank you, Dom.
Uh-oh, sounds like he died.
In a way.
Puff, puff, pass.
Mike and Stratford.
Good morning, everyone. Jimmy, I was wondering if you've heard of an organization called VetTix. What they do is people like yourself who have venues, if you have unsold seats, they donate them, and then veterans can go and, you know, get an email and get, you know, free tickets to a show.
That's
or
nice.
Minimal cost, usually.
We are in Connecticut alone. We gave over 10,000 tickets to VetTix.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. Thank you. I've gotten some tickets from them. It's great.
Nice. Yes.
VetTix is great.
Thank
you, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's go to another Mike, this one in North Haven.
Good morning. Two quick questions. When are the $25 tickets going to start
for
Ticketmaster Live Nation?
It will start next month, but I'm not allowed
next
to say
month?
That.
Yes. Right. He didn't say that. Just so you know. That wasn't Jimmy.
We didn't hear it.
Those guys sounded like him.
Nope. I don't know what happened.
That was Dom. All right.
Well, it's not for every show. It's for a lot of shows, but it's not for every show. So you can wait and hope your show happens, that it will be offered, but it's not for every show. We just put the list together yesterday.
Oh.
Okay. Second question. I have Van Morrison tickets and may not be able to use them. And when I called, they said there's no refund at this point, but there may be a way to do refunds. Any explanation on... Other than verified retail.
Do you have any friends?
No, all you need to do is, I think, somehow put them up on Ticketmaster and resell them.
Oh, nice.
They have a, you know, it's pretty simple. They have a resale area on Ticketmaster.
People do it on Facebook, too.
Right.
I'm guessing.
Marketplace, yeah.
Low miles. You have some pretty good seats.
The good thing about Ticketmaster is it's verified that it's a real ticket.
Oh.
Good point.
I have two tickets in the front of the 200 section. I'm just... Is there a limit on what you sell to recoup the fees?
No, you can. It's scalping. Well, I hate to use that word. It's brokering.
Right. Brokering, I like that.
In the 20th century, it was called scalping. Now in the 21st century, now that it's legal, it's called ticket brokering.
Brokering.
And that's fine by me. I've ended that fight. I don't fight it anymore. It's in society, so I accept it. But you can go on Ticketmaster and resell it.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. How are tickets for Van Morrison selling?
275 left. That's it.
Damn. Well, that one's not going to be on the $25 list.
Nope.
No, it will not be on the
$25. Sammy Hagar will not be on the $25 list.
Nope.
Ringo Starr.
Ringo will not be. I don't think Ringo is. With so many shows on sale, I don't remember the list.
Right. Anything that's selling well. Not getting on the list.
Right.
So if it's a hot show, don't sit back and think, I'm going to wait for that
Grab
list.
Now.
Yeah. Yep. I'm guessing the Doobie Brothers selling very well.
Yes. Yes. But we'll always put something, even if it's selling well, we might put 50 tickets on it.
That's
cool.
Unlimited.
Oh, wow.
So it gives the show a little publicity. It gives some fans a little gift of a 25. So I think the Doobies might have some on.
Nice.
Oh.
But they might not be in the locations you want. We choose the locations.
Oh,
parking lot.
I see a wall. Glenn in Bridgeport.
Yes, Glenn from Bridgeport. I'd like to ask about Jethro Tull. Is he coming to Bridgeport?
I think next year he'll come to Bridgeport. He's planning a 2023 tour, and we're talking to him about bringing him to Bridgeport.
Exhale, man.
Yeah, are you from South Park?
Saw him years ago in New Haven Coliseum. What a great show he put on.
Well, it was more than a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, going back. The Whistler, what a show.
I agree with you. One of the great performers live. I totally agree with you.
I don't know how he does it. Jumps around and blows an F-loot at the same time at his age. But thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, Glenn, thank you, man.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Have a good one.
You too. Me too.
Lots of people.
By the way, should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
Agreed. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hey.
Let's see. Roger Waters coming to Connecticut? Question mark.
No plans.
Joan Jett in Connecticut?
Not at the moment, but we are talking to her about what, where to play and what to do.
That's exciting.
So I'd guess it'd be somewhere around that time she's in New York with these other bands.
Right, the huge stadium tour.
Yeah, we're I think Oakdale's the right play, but we're talking to her to figure out which way, where to play, that's all.
Yeah.
I think Oakdale would be perfect.
Oakdale.
Joss Stone in Connecticut.
Gosh, I don't even realize she's still touring.
I don't even know who that is.
It's Mrs. Stone's kid.
Who's this other one? Andre Bocelli?
Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, my God, the opera singer?
Yes.
What used to be called the Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport is now called the Total Mortgage Arena.
Oh.
And that's, I think, December 11th. It's not my show, but I think it's December 11th at Webster Bank Arena. Excuse me, Total Mortgage Arena.
Somebody called and said, why are all the shows going to Bridgeport and not Xfinity?
You know, it's interesting that, I've been asked that question a number of times. Why not here? And there's so many shows. And it's an impression that's really wrong. We are having about the same number of shows at Xfinity that we've had every year, which is somewhere between 18 and 22 shows. That will happen this summer, too. The difference with Bridgeport is they're all basically new artists that would not have necessarily played Connecticut. And they're all within a four-month period also. And those 40 artists that might play Bridgeport this summer, probably 30 of them would not have played Connecticut if that venue didn't exist.
Oh.
So they're not losing shows. They're really the same number of shows, but just because Bridgeport has so much in such a small amount of time, the impression is that there are a lot of shows. I'll give you a perfect example. Alice Cooper played Foxwoods in March, and Alice Cooper's playing Oakdale in September. So somebody might say, hey, you know, why isn't Alice Cooper playing once? We're bringing Alice Cooper twice. Doobie Brothers played Mohegan Sun in November, playing Bridgeport in September. So it's not really losing shows in these venues. Sometimes artists will play twice, but the impression is there are so many shows in Bridgeport that other venues are losing shows. That's just not true.
That Alice Cooper show is something.
Yeah,
it really is. He is amazing.
Yep, does not miss a trick, man.
He does not take a breath.
Nope.
Of, like, they, you know, someone his age should stop between songs and catch his breath.
Grab some oxygen. Nope.
It's one song after another.
Take a nap. Nope.
George in Guilford. Hello.
George?
Yes, you there?
Yes.
So far.
Okay, David Albarn, Blur, Gorillaz. Anything?
Was that English he was speaking?
Yes.
It's Damon, not David.
Damon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so did he ask about the Gorillaz? Is that what he asked for? I don't know what
the question is. What is this question, Phil? Can you translate?
Is he doing anything now? Is he going on tour? Or?
The Gorillaz are talking about going on tour, but right now we're not talking about Connecticut.
Okay.
He gave you the guy's name because I guess he's a part of a couple different groups.
Oh, okay.
So he was just curious if he was coming with any of them.
Right.
But Gorillaz is the one we would know the best, I guess.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, George. Sorry, man, your cell phone was in and out. Todd and Bethany wants to know about Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton has given up touring. He's got some disease.
Yes,
and nerve disease, I think.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's a nerve
sad.
Disease.
That's right.
So I think you'll see Peter play every once in a while, a date here and there. But as far as long tours, I don't think he can do it anymore.
No.
This day in Copley concert history. Any show you want to pick out here that stands out to you, Jimmy?
You know, it's funny. April 14th, it looks like we don't do too many shows. And maybe that's because everybody has to pay their taxes April 15th. So
it makes
maybe
sense.
We're the smarter tour than we actually think. But I don't know. Yesterday we had Eric Clapton, which was nice, in Hartford. What was that, 32 years ago, my goodness.
Wow.
Damn.
But I think that, nothing really that I see that's really that amazing that we should talk about.
Stellar.
In Connecticut.
Yeah.
you know.
Clapton.
Talk about Lil Baby, another Lil.
Lil?
Lil Durk, Lil Baby.
Lil Kim.
Lil Kim. Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Clapton. I saw him at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just, it's...
it was a great show.
It's like seeing George Washington, you know. You just know you're just seeing history.
Minus the powdered wig and the knickers.
Yes. He did not wear that.
And the wooden teeth, yes. Right.
All right, Jimmy, thank you very much. We will talk to you next week.